Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I am so thrilled to have you here with me today. I want to sincerely say that I value and I consider it a privilege that you're spending this time with me listening to this podcast, the Dr. Glovina Show. So as we move into yet another level, my desire today is that you'll be blessed by the seeds. I'm going to plant some seeds into your beautiful life, and my hope is that you'll reap a great harvest, and as someone said to me yesterday, that you'll reap an orchard. And as we walk through this journey of harvest and orchard time, don't forget, my beloved, as you're walking along and walking through your great reaping of blessings, pause to give God thanks. You know, today, I want to remind us that God is a burden lifter. We've all had burdens lifted in our life. I've had burdens lifted off my shoulders. You know, when a burden is lifted, no one has to come up and tap you on the shoulder and say, hey, I noticed there's been a burden lifted. No one has to tell you that. Because what? You know when a burden has been lifted. You know when you've become unstuck. We know, and believe it or not, we know when we're stuck. You can't seem to go right. You can't seem to go left. You can't seem to move forward. And listen, sometimes when we get stuck, we want to just go back to the old way. Many times when you're stuck, you can't even go backwards. But you can say, Lord, I'm just stuck. I can't seem to go on with my life. Here He is, a burden lifter. He destroys the yokes in our life. He doesn't just break them. He destroys them. Because often when something is broken, it can come back and be fixed. So He destroys the yokes in our life. You know, we've been looking at the process of excelling. You know, like the farmers, they have to wait for the rain. Often we have to wait for revelation. We oftentimes have to wait before we move on to yet another level. Now, some of you have already come into that realm where you have excelled, but I promise you, even if you're already at a new level, there's yet another level. There's still another level that God wants to take you to. So even as we get into the position or we're in the realm of experiencing acceleration, another level, God still wants to take you higher. He wants to take you deeper into the knowledge of who He is and who He really is and how He actually exists. Do you know that when they build a high-rise structure, the deeper they go, the higher the structure can go? I say that to say this. As you go deeper into God's word, deeper into the revelation of understanding who God is, the deeper your foundation goes, and the higher God will take you into revealing who He is and how He actually exists. He'll reveal it to you because there is a place within us, my beloved, where God resides, and the Spirit of God supremely reigns in this place. This is where he begins to reveal and unfold and explain all of the things we've been seeking him about in prayer. Be still and listen to his voice. This is where he begins to reveal within us, while we're in the position, in an attitude of waiting to excel, waiting to see what that next level will be. He's revealing things within us. So don't really look at this waiting period as something negative, but it's a posture. It is a posture. It's yet another level. Though we call those things that be not as though they were, according to the word, we're in the position to go to yet another level. All the great biblical characters and even people before us, they yet did not stagger at the promises of God. Don't stagger. Don't get uneasy. Don't let your mind get in an unstable position because you may not see immediate results. So while you're waiting, because there is yet another level, some of us have not reached that realm yet. Some of us are waiting for the move of God, and there is power in waiting. That's yet another level. Power of waiting. That is yet another level. So we're going to continue to look at Moses because I believe this is a man who was put in the position to recognize that there's yet another level in our walk with God. Here's a man who was raised in the palace of Pharaoh. He knew of a very exquisite lifestyle. He's also a man who was trained in the military sciences, learned how to walk as a king, raised to take the position of a king. But somewhere along the way, he thought that he had already excelled. He thought he had already reached a level where maybe possibly there would have been a ceiling. He thought that perhaps he had made it. He thought he was already there. But he found out something about himself, my beloveds. Moses' authority was questioned when someone asked him, "Who do you think you are, Moses? Who made you a ruler and a judge over us? And besides, what are you going to do to us? What can you do to us, Moses? You're not a king. You're not a ruler. You're not a judge." Little did Moses know, this caused him to begin to run. He began to try to run away from his problems. He literally began to run, but he ran into a situation that would take him many years to come out of. And some of us, we're in that position now. We're in that posture now. Some of us have made some mistakes, some errors. We've made some decisions that have cost us. I mean, cost us quite a bit, but there is a reality. Oh, please listen to me. There is a reality in the redemption that Christ paid for us. And the reality is that we are forgiven. And not only are we forgiven, but the penalty has been paid. The other level is accepting it. Accept it. So God revealed himself to Moses on the backside of a mountain in the wilderness in the desert of Sinai, in the Sinai desert. Now, it's strange that Moses would go to this desert. There is a place, you know. There is a spot that God has for us. You know, have you ever wanted to attend a conference and maybe someone said, "Oh, you don't have to go to a conference in order to receive this or receive that. You can stay right where you are, stay in the environment where you are and just grow." But sometimes to get in that spot, we have to get into that place where God has opened up a portal or there may be a vortex there. So now it's strange that Moses would go to this particular spot, this desert, because this is the very desert where Moses is going to have to lead the people through. Now, we've just fast-forwarded, actually, in the story. I mean, if we look at our life, there's also some situations that we've been through. Some of us have done some things that we don't really want to brag about. But it's a strange thing. some of us have suffered some levels of, maybe it's even depression, that would possibly blow the average person's mind. But as a result of all that we have gone through, the good times, the bad times, for some strange reason, God has given us an antenna. Yeah, he's given us an antenna to this degree, you know, a sensor-like. So when we meet people, we begin to pick this up and we're able to relate to them because they may be where we have been. And having an ear to hear what a person is really saying, it's like, hey, you say within yourself, I can really relate. I've been there. So now a level of compassion begins to kick in. I said, yet there's another level. So here Moses is. He's in the Sinai Desert, and this is the very desert he's going to have to take the children of Israel through to get them to the promised land, to get them to the kingdom land where God wants them to settle and to prosper even more. He's going to take them through a place that, as we've already said, Moses is familiar with this. And you too, my beloved, you're familiar with a lot of things. There's always somebody who's already gone where we have to go or need to go. Therefore, remember, you can learn a tremendous lot of knowledge and avoid sometimes some unnecessary experiences from people. I said people who've already walked the walk that lies before us. So here we are. God now has told Moses, I want you to go back to the place you ran from and get the children of Israel, and I want you to also command Pharaoh to let them go. Moses says, well, God, I'm not eloquent. I'm not the best speaker. And God said, don't worry about that. Don't you worry about where your abilities may not be up to par. Certainly, Dr. Glovina is not saying don't develop your skill, but don't wait upon that. Gather your knowledge and take your experiences and accumulate all of your faculties together and then trust God as he moves you forward. And God said to Moses, he says, look, I'm going to send your brother, Aaron. As a matter of fact, God said he's looking for you right now. I'm going to send him as your spokesperson. But not only that, Moses, I'm going to be in your mouth. I said, there's yet another level. Moses, not only am I sending you help, but I'm going to be in your mouth. I'm going to be in your words. You know what, Moses? There's yet another level. God went on to say, and you're going to be my prophet. I'm going to speak through you. I'm going to speak through you. You're going to speak to Aaron. And you know what, Moses? You're going to be like God to Aaron. Hey, that sounds a little frightening, doesn't it? Because that's an awesome responsibility. But we are placed here on earth to fulfill the responsibilities that God has given us. Be fruitful. In other words, mature. Multiply, begin to develop your gifts and your talents and take dominion. Whatever area God places you in, whether it's the arts, education, technology, within the religious sphere, within your family, he wants you to take dominion. God says, look, you're going to be my prophet, Moses. I'm going to speak through you. You'll speak to Aaron, and you know what, Moses? You're going to be like God to Aaron. In other words, this is the final word, and he's going to move forward. He's going to act upon it. So listen, Moses is given the opportunity to fulfill his responsibility. And I believe within the next few months, we're going to be given a greater opportunity to fulfill the responsibilities that God has laid upon our heart. And the gifts and the talents that he's invested within us, we're going to be given a greater opportunity. Doors are going to begin to open, doors that even you thought were closed. They look like they were closed. But as I've mentioned before, it's like walking up to one of those doors where the sensor picks you up and it opens. The door may even look closed. You're not going to have to push it, shove it. Don't get frustrated. As you approach the door, as you step out on faith, they'll begin to open it. So once you take that position to excel, that's an awesome responsibility. I said that, but to whomever much is given, much is required. So we're going to look a little deeper into the book of Exodus, chapter 6. Then the Lord said unto Moses, now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh? God's going to do this. Because Pharaoh has already told Moses, just go on and leave. I'm not going to set these people free. But God is talking to Moses. God says to Moses, with a strong hand shall he let them go. And with a strong hand shall he drive them out of the land. In other words, there's going to be a level of pressure where Pharaoh is going to say strongly, let them go. Please, let them go. The very thing, my beloved, that you need from God that may currently be held back, I believe it's going to be released for you. That's what God is saying to Moses. Not only is he going to release what he has for you, my beloved, and I'm speaking to you today, there's yet another level. Not only is he going to release it, but there will be a period of restoration. I can feel the excitement. There's going to be a period of restoration. I know we need this because some of us have lost some things, very precious to us. But you have a covenant with God. And before we come into that awareness, before we really recognize that we have this covenant with God, this agreement, this blood covenant, sometimes we can lose things. Often a feeling of something may have been even, snatched from under your nose. But your excelling, this other level, may possibly be one of your greatest durations. It may be in the spiritual realm, the materialistic realm, educationally, within the household of worship. I can't really explain it because you are an individual and you know the restoration that needs to take place. So let's continue. And God spoke to Moses and said unto him, this is God talking to Moses. Listen what he says. He says, Moses, shall you remind, I'm the great I am. I'm the Eya Esha Eya. I'm the will be what I will to be. God spake unto Moses and said unto him, I am the Lord. What are you afraid of, Moses? What are you afraid of, my beloved? Don't be afraid of Pharaoh. God has given you power. And Jesus, Yeshua, HaMashiach, he even says in the book of Luke in the New Testament of the Holy Bible, he says, God has given us power over the power of the enemy. Yet another level, my beloved. So God spoke to Moses and said, I am the Lord. He's reminded Moses, and God reminds you what kind of God you're serving. He reminds you of his qualities, of his attributes, of his omnisciousness, his omnipresence. He reminds you of his omnipotence. Oh, my God, he reminds you of how wonderful he is and how great and awesome he is. And he can use something as simple as a song to remind you of how great he is. This is why artists are so important. They bring to us ways of reminding us often of who God is. The importance of artists and singers and writers and painters. You can go on and on. But they give us reminder of the great I am, the I will be what I will to be, the next dimension of this awesome God that we serve. Listen, even if you're walking in confusion right now, I'm confused, I don't know this, I can't quite figure this out. He is still the Prince of Peace, yet another level. So when confusion is around you, I just feel prompt to say this. This is when you stand on the word. When things may not be going your way, when it looks like, I'm going to use this word, all hell is broken loose, this is when you stand. This is when you call upon the power of God that resides on the inside of you, that can subdue every force that is contrary to the will that God has for your life. Don't forget, today we're talking about yet another level. So listen, God says, so God appeared unto Abram. He says, he's reminding him. He says, Moses, I'm the same God who appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's saying to you, I'm the same God that appeared unto your forefathers. I am God that appeared unto you in other situations in your life. He said, I appeared unto them by just the name of, I'll say, El, or God. He says, but by my name, Yahweh, by my name, Yahweh, God said to Moses, they didn't know my name. It's important to know God's name. You may say, hey, what does this have to do with yet another level? Have you ever been in a situation where you had to go take care of some business and someone gave you a name? They said, hey, when you get there, tell them, I'm going to add on to that. Tell them so-and-so sent you. Because when you know the name, it empowers you. Or they'll say to you, when you get there, ask for this person. Often when you're empowered by knowing a name, another level. And so he said, by my name, Yahweh, was I not known to them? Moses, I've done something really special in your life. I revealed my name to you. He revealed it to Moses, remember, on the backside of the mountain. And he said, I have established my covenant with them. Listen, my beloved, I have established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage wherein they were strangers. I've established those things. It didn't happen overnight. We're still living there. It's still yet another level. So God is saying, I promised this a long time ago to you, my love, but don't stagger at the promises of God. You're almost there, or you may be there. They knew that there was a great promise coming. The children of Israel, they knew that there was a promise that was to be fulfilled in their lives. What is it in your life that God has shown you, my beloved? What is it that you're looking for God to do in your life? Are you able to attain it? Are you able to wait for the promise? No matter what's going on around you, no matter how adverse situations may look, if God has promised you something, he's able to perform it and bring it to pass. Yet another level, bring it to pass. He said, listen, let's get back to this because he says, and I've also heard the groanings of the children of Israel. God hears your cries. I want to say that again. God has heard your cry. God hears. God hears. And God does answer prayer. And God goes on to say to Moses, and I've also heard the groanings of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians kept in bondage, and I remembered my covenant. He says, look, Moses, I need to talk to you. I haven't forgot what I promised you. God has not forgot what he's promised you. He hasn't forgotten. And not only has he not forgotten, but he's going to bring it to pass. He hasn't forgotten the prayers and the inheritance that belongs to your children, your seed, your descendants. He hasn't forgotten about that. He says, I have not forgotten, and here you are waiting to excel. He said, listen, say unto the children of Israel, this is God. He says, now, Moses, I want you to go and say to the children of Israel, listen to this, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burden of the Egyptians. Can I say this again? God, Yahweh, is a burden lifter. You've had burdens lifted off your shoulders. And you know when a burden is lifted, no one has to tap you on the shoulder and say, looks to me like a burden's been lifted, you know when it's lifted. You know that feeling of, hey, my feet are being unstuck. It looks like I'm able to move now. Hey, I can now move to the right, to the left. I can move forward. I can glance back to see if there's anything that I need to look over and supervise and bring it forward. Lord, I'm no longer stuck. It seems to me that something dynamic is happening upon me because why? The burden lifter has lifted the burden. He says, I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rid you of their bondage. I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments, God said. Remember, my beloved, keep forgiveness in your heart. Oh, Govina, where'd that come from? We forgive so that we can continually to be forgiven and a channel of love. Oh, I want to say to you right now, there's yet another level. There's yet another level in the great I am regarding your life. Ah, you're an awesome, awesome person. You're an awesome individual. You are a child of God. Often we do not step out on faith. Often, my beloveds, we do not recognize that there is another level of compassion, peace, strength, prosperity, love, another level of guidance, knowledge, understanding. Times it is because we doubt just how big God is. I want us to get clarity and precision today of there's yet another level in God. No matter where you are in God, your walk with God, no matter where you are in your station in life, there's yet a higher level. So get clarity. And I'm going to give you a challenge as you ask yourself, what is my purpose? Dig deeper. What am I called to do? Go deeper and allow the Holy Spirit to reveal within you, what do I believe has prevented me from moving forward because the burden has been lifted? And what have I set aside because it didn't happen the first time I tried? The burden has been lifted. Remember, often, we do not go to the next level because we lack clarity. I want to say this to you. Continue to step out on faith. And remember, often we don't step out because we don't truly embrace that there is another level. I'd like to say this as we begin to wrap up this podcast. If you'd like me to speak at one of your events, you can reach me at drglovinaministries@gmail.com. And that's Glovina with two I's, G-L-O-V-I-N-I-A. With Dr. Glovina Ministries at gmail.com. If you're interested in purchasing any of my books, you can email me. One of my books is Do You Believe God? If so, it's time to step out on faith. And then I have a book called Life Application for Kingdom Living. We all need to know how to walk, enter into the kingdom, even at the next level. So that's how you get in touch with me. I want to shout out today, and I want to say hello and thank you to all our veterans. I want to thank our veterans today, those who have served in the armed forces, and I want to thank their families as well. I want to say thank you from the bottom of our hearts. You've made things so much better for us to live in this country. And so I hope today I've uplifted you in some way. I hope you're developing a deeper relationship with yourself, with God, with your family, your place of worship, and ultimately with the world. Ah, my challenge, say I love you. And I say hello to all of my sponsors out there. You have been a blessing to me. I pray that I'm being a blessing to you. This has been a great, great podcast for us.
Thank you, and please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity. Bye.